Kisses will be loaded with regret. Music right there from British soul R&B artist Alice Russell. Heartbreaker Part 2 is the song. That is from her album To Dust. In the middle, it's Toronto retro contemporary pop soul singer and songwriter Tanika Charles. She released her 6th album, Reasons to Stay, back in the spring. The album is full of what Tanika does best: classic soul, smoldering bass lines, and powerhouse vocals. It has been on heavy rotation here on Girly So Groovy. This time we heard the song Having the Time of My Life. If you're a fan of Baby Rose, Lauryn Hill, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Jill Scott, Yola, you're going to find just nuggets of joy in Tanika Charles and her album Reasons to Stay. Starting that set, though, it is neo soul artist Lady Ray. Come On In is the name of the song. It's from her album Piece of Me. We've been playing Lady Ray's latest album, Cover Girl, here on Girly So Groovy, but felt like reaching back to the sounds of the previous album. Okay, we are going to wrap up this episode with one more set. And I couldn't let 2025 come to an end without doing this next song, this next artist. When next week, I want to remind you, we're going to be doing our countdown show. So it's all about looking back on the year. And before we actually get to that with albums, one of the things looking back musically over the year, favorite concerts. And for me, the favorite concert without a doubt had to be seeing Mavis Staples this summer in Detroit at a really fantastic festival called Concert of Colors. It's a free multi-day concert, multi-genre concert festival here in Detroit. And Mavis Staples was one of the headliners. I don't think I've told the story on the show because I still, 6 months later, can't wrap my head around what happened. We went to go see Mavis Staples. We lucked out. We got front row seats at the venue that Mavis was playing. I have been a long fan of Mavis Staples. Not just a fan, I call Mavis Staples a hero of mine. I am talking about the fact that she is a trailblazing national treasure, soul singer, and civil rights icon. And for all those reasons, she is a hero of mine. The fact that she just lives, breathes, and promotes joy and peace and love just fills my heart. So to be front row at a Mavis Staples concert was so exciting to begin with. But during the show, I kept turning to my husband and saying, I don't want to sound vain here, but is Mavis Staples singing to me? Like, you know when you're at a concert and you feel like an artist locks eyes with you and you're the only person in the room? I kept having those moments. It was multiple times. And my husband said, no, you're not imagining this. She is singing to you. And then when it's time for the concert to end, she ended the whole show on her song, Everybody Needs Love. It's the closing track, in fact, to her latest album, Sad and Beautiful World. The song, just by the title alone, Everybody Needs Love, is all about love. And as she's coming near the end of the song, I suddenly watch this 86-year-old angel make her way across the stage right to me. And I don't know what to do. Of course, I stand up. And then it dawns on me. Mavis Staples is extending her hand to me. So then I took her hand and just held it. And as she's singing Everybody Needs Love, I couldn't help but say, I love you, Mavis. And it was such a moment. I know that there are people out there that have their Swiftie moments and their, you know, young pop kid dreams. Mine was with an 86-year-old R&B trailblazing legend. So with that, we are going to dive in. The brand new album, Sad and Beautiful World. Here is Mavis Staples with Everybody Needs Love. I love you, Mavis.
Carry the night, see better. understood. You've been tossed and tangled in search of a rescue.
Slip into the mud.
A tornado of righteousness blowing out of that windy city in the 1970s with soul icons, the Staple Singers. We the People is the name of the track. That comes from the band's album, Be Altitude, Respect Yourself, from 1972 or 74 from the Staple Singers. In the middle, it is music from Memphis soul artist Valerie June with her song Got Soul. That is from her album, The Order of Time. And then, of course, starting that entire set, Mama Mavis herself, Mavis Staples' brand new album, Sad and Beautiful World. We heard the song Everybody Needs Love. At the start of that set, I told you how that was absolutely my favorite concert of the year. How could it not be when you get to shake Mavis Staples' hand? And oh, after the concert, as we were walking to the car, my husband turns to me and goes, "You just shook the hand that has shaken the hand of Martin Luther King." Boom, mic drop, mind blowing. How could that not be my favorite concert of the year? Anyway, speaking of the year is wrapping up. Don't forget, next week is our Top 10 Girly So Grooviest show. And honorable mentions, 2 weeks from now, we will be doing our annual holiday extravaganza. Stay in touch with the show all week long through our social media, Facebook, Girly So Groovy, Instagram, GSG Radio, or mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy to listen to 10 weeks worth of the show. Let's wrap this up. Let's wrap up with new music from Montreal indie folk artist Common Holly. It was back in the summer she released her latest album, Anything Glass. We're going to listen to the track Enough. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, next week, our top 10 show. We are wrapping up 2025 in all the best ways we can. So stick around for that. So much more fun to come. Until then, remember, you are more dynamic than anything in the world. And everybody needs love. All right, here we go. Common Holly on Girly So Groovy.
I don't think that what I do is enough, but maybe it's enough. I don't think that what I do is enough, but maybe it's enough. I don't know what it means to try a little harder. Trial, it's all ambition. I don't think that what we want is finite, but maybe that's alright. I don't think that ego is oversight, but maybe that's alright. I don't know what it means to try a little harder. Trial, a tall ambition. I don't know what it means to. I don't know what it means to.
Jan Arden, and if you're listening to something fabulous, well, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Simon Fraser University Radio, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
This is broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In April, volunteers gathered at Elijah Perry Park in Camden, New Jersey, to plant trees. The event kicked off We Grow Camden, an initiative to plant 3,000 trees across the city over the next few years.
A ton of residents stopped through to not just ask what we were doing, but to thank us for doing it. We shared food. We gave away some shade trees for folks that wanted to plant, you know, in front of their home. Yeah, it was a really beautiful day.
Justin Dennis is with the Trust for Public Land, one of the groups leading the project. He says in many low-income Camden neighborhoods, trees are few and far between. So the sun beats down on dark surfaces like pavement that absorb heat, making those areas much hotter than leafier suburbs nearby. Trees help cool cities by providing shade and pulling heat out of the air, and they also filter air pollution and soak up stormwater. So We Grow Camden will help reforest the city and train local residents to care for the trees as they grow.
Trees that are well maintained along a block or within a community, they tell a story that a community matters, right? And that its future is worth nurturing. It's not just taking care of what's important today, but looking forward in that 50 and 70 years to say, hey, this is your place, stay here.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something every day, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.